Hello everyone, we are back on the 3D print show. I tried recording on my Mac and for some reason it was not working like I wanted it to, so we're going to try this on my phone and see how it does, because I know my first video, or not video but podcast, I was recording on my PC with a $5 microphone from Five Below, and it didn't sound half bad for a $5 microphone, but I could tell it didn't sound as good. So, this video, we are going to talk about Armored Smith software. It is not a free software. It is $35. It is great for cosplayers, which is how most people nowadays are starting into 3D printing with. Either building a cosplay for themselves, for a friend, or just wanting a awesome like Mandalorian helmet or Iron Man helmet that would truly just fit them. So this software was created in, I believe, 2014. I don't remember the creator's name. He's based out in the UK. He is a cosplayer. He wanted a software that you could easily manipulate the file to fit your body. Because before, we were just left with, okay, these are the dimensions of this, let's say, helmet. These are the dimensions of the file you currently have. So then you have to figure out what your dimensions are. And then do some math, hope your math is right. Change the sizing in your slicer, upload the slicer, and send to your printer, and hope that it is correct. He did not really want any errors, of course, I wouldn't either, but he also wanted to make it simpler and help people out with it. So he created the software called Armorsmith. You just go to their site called the ArmoredGarage.com, or go to Google and search Armored Smith, and it should be the first website that pops up. You pay your $35, download the software, it's a one-time fee. You can go back in and re-download to another PC if you need to. It is PC only. They don't have anything for Mac. Hopefully in the future he'll make something for Mac. Be nice that way I can do it on my MacBook on the go. But at the moment, it's just PC, so like any desktop, laptop that is not Apple. You pay that, you download it, and then it's going to ask you all these measurements. We'll go to this site, and you go to frequently asked questions, system requirements. It requires Windows 7 or higher, 64-bit compatible PCU, at least a 2.0 compatible GPU, and a minimum of 512 megabits of RAM. So basically, as long as you got Windows 7 or higher, you're pretty much good. Which that's what everyone's got right now, I'd hope. But you download now, you pay your $35. It'll give you your system requirements just to make sure. You just plug up your card info, hit pay, and then you'll get a email with some instructions, serial number, all that fun stuff. Let me open Armored Smith over here. He does have a really great Facebook group that you can join. If you have any issues, he is pretty great at responding and helping. And anyone on his team, say like you're trying to do one specific thing on there and it freezes and shuts down, you post it in that Facebook group, he sees it, he'll acknowledge, I see it, I'll try to manipulate the error and see what I can do, and he's pretty quick on trying to fix it, and he'll come back like, fixed, there's an update out. So pretty great reliability customer service there. Already got an avatar, so I'm just gonna hit new. a thing new. Trying to figure out how to make a new new avatar. Dang, how do I make a new avatar? That kind of... It's probably in the profile. No. Wow. Wow, I was going to do a walkthrough, but I can't figure out where the, I hit new, but I don't know how to do the measurements. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll create a new avatar. Yes. Okay. Now that I got that figured out. Once you get started, I'll pop up a let's get started. First things first, before I start building, they want some measurements. First, I want your overall height, and then click next. It starts out in centimeters. So be sure if you normally measure centimeters, do that, or you can swap it to inches. So you just get some kind of tape measure. First one, let's see. Your overall height, and then next, I'm just gonna do what they've got plugged in right there. If it would let me hit next. Oh, it's all kind of hidden. I don't know why they made this slightly bigger. Probably because it's a little different on my TV. And then from there, the next one, they want the circumference or bust, or circumference of your chest or bust slash under bust. Typically chest circumference will be used for males, bust or under bust for females. And then you select chest or bust, so you know, male or female. Select what you're going to measure, and then it'll pop up an image about the area you need to measure. And then make sure you got it on inch or centimeters. Then once you say in a specific way, it's best to have a second person helping you just so you can get everything the way you need to be. Once you type in your measurements from there, they want your neck measurements around the neck with tape resting on your shoulders. Type in whatever you need. They got kind of a diagram of the area. That's always very helpful. Your next portion, they're going to want shoulders on the outside edge of your left shoulder. That's where your sleeves or your shirt starts. You'll do it from there. End the end. Next, want your arms from the start of where you ended the shoulder measuring all the way till it looks like your wrist. Or measure to your elbow. And then from elbow to wrist. Bone. Basically, you're going to make one big measurement. Two measurements, but plug it up as one. And then relax your arm, and then you're going to do your bicep. You'll measure both, my bad. You measure both, but take the bigger of the two. And then same thing, but you're going to do your forearm. Measure both, take the larger of the two. Relaxed, of course. And then next you're going to take measurement from your lower head. And then the back of crotch, a centimeter below your rear. You're going to measure that out. And then as you go, just make sure you're getting centimeters or inches correct on it, just in case it changes on you. Skip one. Yep, accidentally skip one. After that, you'll do waist. Just above your belly button is where they're wanting. Standing relaxed. Breathe out. For that measurement. Next, they want the widest point of your butt. around above the crotch line, or usually slightly above the crotch line is what they're saying. But they want the widest point of your butt all the way around. Next, I want you to take off your shoes, stand with your legs slightly wide apart, measuring the highest center point of the thigh below the crotch line to the floor, following the natural shape of the inside leg. And then they're going to want measurements around your thigh, just below the crotch. You're going to do both thighs, and of course, the bigger of the two. And then you'll do the same thing on your calf, the widest point. You'll do both, but take the bigger of the two measurements. Next, they're going to do the head width. So they're going to go, let's see. It looks like it's maybe the tip of the nose. That's what it's looking like. You'll probably want to read it in just in case, but on picture, it looks like the tip of the nose all the way around. And then wrap the tape measure around your head, just above your ears and eyebrows for the circumference. And then foot measurements. I don't remember. Yeah, I think I did do foot measurements. I just haven't uploaded anything to make anything 4 feet. Wow. Measure your foot from the back of your foot to the end of your big toe. I'd assume you're going to measure, it doesn't say two, but you're going to measure both and take the bigger of the two, obviously, because you don't want to measure one foot and that be your smaller foot. You would not want that. After that, you submit it and it creates an avatar specific to the measurements you did. From there, you can kind of hold the right mouse button, drag it around, view it. If it looks a little wonky, you may start over and just make sure you got the measurements correct. You can save your avatar so you don't lose the measurements at the start over. And you can save all the body parts as you go. If you create multiple avatars, it's going to ask you when you reload three different options. Either load a costume with no changes, skill costume to fit current avatar, or replace avatar and costume. I don't want to lose anything, so we're going to load it with no changes. I thought that's what we were doing. So that's about it for Armorsmith. Like I said, you basically just drag and drop the files on there. And just kind of manipulate it. It's pretty simple. Once you get in there, start playing with it. You can do all that and save. I really don't have anything else to talk about on Armorsmith. Not much changing, honestly. It's all pretty self-explanatory from there. Easy to walk through. I will say, on the right side, you can see every little piece you upload. You can click on said piece and see a little picture in the little box beside it. Same thing by clicking the piece on the body. You can also click on a body part and see the measurements on there. That's pretty much it. I think in here, yeah, somewhere in here on under avatar, you can change the pose to help fit your parts. So you can do T-pose or a relaxed. If you're doing shoulder pieces, the relaxed is easier. T-pose would probably be the best if you're doing like forearm stuff so you can get a better view around. What other options do you have? It's really about it. I think you can custom make poses, but I'm not exactly sure how that's done. I've really just been kind of using what they give you, just because, I mean, it's pretty solid. I was able to, after uploading all my measurements, just basically play with it out of the box. It was ready to go. You kind of just look through the file, avatar, edit, all those settings up there, and just get a good view of what's up there and see, okay, this is the stuff I can do. I can move all this stuff. Just really look at that home screen. And it, I mean, once you look at it, it basically tells you everything you can do. I mean, from there, you just look on like that right side where you see, you know, all the pieces you bring, just hit new and you're able to find that file in your computer and upload it. It'll bring it into a little kind of like a folder, and just click, hit attach or drag and drop to your body. And right there, it's just self-explanatory. Once you bring it out to your body, just click on it to where it has this orange box around it. Right click. And let's see. You can start by scale part. And I believe uniform or shrink to fit, if anyone's too big or small. And just go from there. There's somewhere in here. It's kind of hard to see. It's, I have it on the wrong screen. I only got one screen at the moment. But it should be in there. You can free transform it and I'll keep it scaled correctly. So it's a great software. It's pretty simple to use. I say, if you have questions on the software or issues, just hop over to that Facebook group. I believe it's called Armorsmith or the Armored Garage. Let me actually go to Facebook and see, because now I don't remember. Facebook. But it is great software. I haven't had issues yet. I've read people having issues on the Facebook group, but they all got fixed really, really quick. Like next day. So, really great customer service back on that. I think I did have one issue. I had issue finding, like, my serial number to re-download it on the computer when I did a fresh restart on it. And they were more than willing working with me to find that number. But, I mean, other than that, it's great software. He's really good at pushing updates out, which I should probably go in and check for updates. Other than that, that's about it on Armorsmith. Like I said, after you do all that, it's pretty self-explanatory. Let's see what else we got. I don't really have anything else. I do know here soon we'll start talking about a new print from a Mandalorian. Not really armor. The next print is I'm starting to reprint the rifle. I've got maybe about half of it printed currently. And this file had no trigger, so no moving parts. I found a new file that has a trigger and moving parts. So I felt the need, we can abandon this print and go to this new one because I don't know. I like the moving, the option to have the moving pieces. And with the other one not having a trigger in it, it just didn't, I don't know, it didn't look good to me. But it was the only thing. So I wasn't going to really complain. So right now, I've got the butt of the rifle going into my slicer. I use Creatively Slicer. I'm on, what's this, 1.2.3 edition or software of it. Don't really care to update it just because I did once and it was a mess on my prints. So uploading just the butt. I've got it materials up to Creatively PLA. Profile for high quality, no print structure, and on a raft. Shows it'll take me 17 hours and 52 minutes. Of course, that's always estimated. I want to estimate it about 20 hours. So I think we're going to go ahead and save that to the card and start that up. So hopefully I'll make another podcast here in a couple days. We'll talk about how this print came. I'll probably talk about Creatively Slicer a little bit more and see where we go from there. I actually am ordering parts this coming week for the JOS8. So we'll have an episode about that as well. We're updating or upgrading the hot end, and I believe I added to the cart a extruder, an aluminum extruder. So we'll be doing both of that. We'll talk about the updates, how well it does, how easy it is to update or upgrade those pieces on this printer. I've updated both on my Ender 3. No issues, pretty simple. But never on this big one, so we will see how that is. That pretty much wraps up this episode. I know I only get about 30 minutes. We're sitting about 23 at the moment. So, that's about it. Hopefully I can figure out something cool to bring up in next episode. Not sure when we're going to post that, but probably another one here this week. So share this with any of your friends that are into 3D printing, into Mandalorian cosplay, or interested in creating a Mandalorian armor of any Mandalorian of any sort, really. I'm basing mine off Din Djarin, off the Disney Mandalorian series, as a lot of people are currently, but that just happens to be my favorite Mandalorian. I've always just loved the coloring of his Beskar. So that about wraps up this video. We are actually going to warm up the printer, start up the butt of the rifle. So next podcast we'll probably talk about that, how that print came out, my settings, what I'm using to print and everything, the printer and all that. So stay tuned. Please share this podcast with any 3D printers you like. I am fairly new to printing, but we all kind of have our own styles, our own ways. And I feel like everyone, even me, can just learn from printing. I'd love to learn more just as much as everyone else would love to. So I hope everyone has a great day and stay tuned for more 3D printing videos and podcasts.